This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Cassandra Sanction by Scott Mariani, read by Colin Mace.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Rügen Island, Baltic Coast, Northern Germany, 16th of July. The woman sitting at the wheel of the stationary car was 34 years of age, but looked at least 5 years younger. Her hair was long and black. Her face was one that was well known to millions of people. She was as popular for her looks as she was for her intellect, her sharp wit, and her professional credentials, and often recognised wherever she ventured out in public. But she was alone now. She'd driven many miles to be as far away from anybody as she could on this particular day. This day, which was to be the last day of her life. She'd driven the black Porsche Cayenne 4x4 off the coastal track and up a long incline of rough grass, patchy and flattened by the incessant sea wind, to rest stationary, just metres from the edge of the chalk cliff. The Baltic Sea was hard and grey, unseasonably cold-looking for the time of year. With the engine shut off, she could hear the rumble and crash of the breakers against the rocks far below. Evening was drawing in.